Chapter 6. The big badger's eyes flickered, then opened slowly. He lay quite still, taking in his strange surroundings. A cave, peaceful and warm, with sweet aromatic wisps drifting languidly from a rock-bound hearth. A fire glow cast flickering shadows across the rough-hewn walls. He felt secure and safe there, with moss and soft silver sand beneath him. A movement near his head caught the badger's attention. A young sea otter emerged.
The old striped dog who was slayed, was he your father, sir?
Though it pained him, he strained his neck to get a closer look at the young one. The badger's voice echoing in the cavern sounded strange to his ears.
Nay, he was my friend, though a father could not have been kinder to me. He was called Grawn. I trust you put him to rest decently.
The youngster nodded several times.
Sure, Dag and my father made a burial. They put rocks on him and your bow, cause it was broke in halves.
The badger's big dark eyes glistened wetly.
I must thank your father and Shaw Dog. What do they call you?
The young beast held out his paw politely.
I be Stug, son of Abracamarinu, sir.
A massive paw took Stug's smaller one, enveloping it.
Tis a pleasure to meet you, Stug. I am called Lonna Bowstripe. Is your father hereabout? I would speak with him.
Lonna listened to young Stug scamper from the cave, calling shrilly.
Father, father, come quick! The big striped dog be's awake! His name be Lonna!
In a short while, two male sea otters entered the cave, followed by two females, one very old, and Stug following up the rear. Lonna leaned forward slightly.
Thank you, my friends, for saving my life, caring for me and putting all Grawn to rest. Stug told me you buried him well.
Abrook pressed Lonna back down gently.
We did what was right for your companion. Only vermin leave the dead unburied. As for you being cared for, 'twas my wife Marinu and old Sorg who saw to your well-being. You lie still and rest now, Lonna. By and by you'll get stronger. We'll see to that.
The big badger's paw touched the long scar ridge that crossed his face diagonally from ear tip to jaw.
I must grow strong again. To repay the vermin who did this and murdered poor Grawn. Did you see them?
Sork placed Lonna's paw by his side.
Be still, big beast, and thank the seasons you are still alive. That face still needs a lot of healing, aye, and your back too. We'll bring ye food and drink.
Sork and Marinu departed. Sure Dog stood over Lonna, looking down into his injured face.
We never saw the vermin, but we know them. Ragged Bull, the sea rat, and his crew were the ones. His ship was wrecked beyond repair. They have gone westward, inland to where the weather's fair and the picking's easier. Do you know Ragged Bull?
Lonna's scar twitched faintly.
I do not know the scum, but I know of him. They say he kills for fun.
Young Stug scowled.
My father says Ragged Bull's bees wicked.
Abrook tugged his son's rudder.
Go and help your mama now.
Lonna watched the young otter shuffle off.
He'll grow up to be a fine big creature some day.
Abrook smiled.
Aye, Stug's a good little son.
Abrook sought Lonna's paw and pressed something into it.
Your weapon was too badly broken to fix. I wove you a new bowstring. Mayhap you'll need it when you leave here.
Lonna held the cord where he could see it better.
Thank you, friend. 'Tis a fine, tough one. Well woven and waxed. This is a good and thoughtful gift.
Abrook flushed with pleasure.
You have only to ask if you need aught else. We'll do our best to find it.
The giant badger closed his eyes, speaking softly.
I'd be obliged if you could get some ash shafts for arrows and a few long, stout yew saplings so I can choose one to make a new bow from.
Sure Dog replied.
We saved your quiver and the arrows too. Me and Abrook know some stream otters not too far from here. They coppice a yew grove. We can have your selection of good saplings by tomorrow night. Now sleep, Lonna. You must rest if you're going to get better. Relax and sleep.
A short time thereafter, Lonna allowed Marinu to feed him. Then he drifted off into slumber, while Sork tended to his hurts. In his sleep, he visioned Ragabol swinging down at his face with the broad-bladed scimitar. The big badger concentrated all his energy and thoughts on the sea rat's savage features. Mentally, he began chanting over and over.
Look, and you will see me. Know that I am Lona Bowstripe. The earth is not big enough for us both. I will come on your trail. I will find you, Ragabol. I will seek you out no matter where. The day of your death is already written on the stones of Hell Gates.
Whilst the big badger was sleeping, young Stug crept in to see him. The expression of hatred on Lona's ruined features was so frightening that the young sea otter ran from the cave. Ragabol was still out on the heathlands, trekking west with his sea rats. They were camped on the stream bank in what had once been a vole settlement. Amid the smoke and carnage of burning dwellings and slain voles, the barbarous crew fought among themselves over the pitiful possessions and plundered food.